neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Rabbeinu Obadiah Zatzal, that every time that he would leave the school, the Talmud Torah, he would go to Beit Midrash Shoshanim le David. You heard about this? It's in Yerushalayim. Shoshanim le David. Rabbeinu Obadiah used to go and study there after school on the third floor. When he was at the age of six, when he was 6 years old, Obadiah used to go on the third floor. See, usually when the kids leave the school, they go play with the ball and, you know, they eat. But Obadiah used to go on the third floor of Beit Midrash, Shoshanim le David, and he would learn Torah Temima. You know, it was very complicated explanation of the Torah. So on the 11th of Tammuz, 5,687, July 11th, 1927. There was an earthquake in Yam HaMelech, 6.2. 300 buildings were destroyed. And that moment, Harav Kefar Chaim was learning downstairs. So the whole building started shaking. So Harav knew that Harav Obadiah is upstairs on the third floor. And at that time he was 57. Harav Yaakov Sofer. So he runs upstairs, he grabs Harav Obadiah at the age of six and brings him down. He wanted to go out, said the whole sidewalk is destroyed, they could not go out. So he picks him up and he calls people, they bring a ladder and they come out and he saves Harav Obadiah. 12 years later, Harav Kefar Chaim passed away at the age of 69. It's very interesting that Harav Kefar Chaim, his Sefer, the Sefer of the Halachot, he did not finish the whole Simanim. So the last Simanim that he left off, Harav Obadiah completed it exactly the same way that Harav Kefar Chaim, his
way of going through the Halachot.
So at the age of 26, Obadiah, he became the Dayan of the Yerushalayim, at age of 26. So now,
at the time that Harav Kefar Chaim saved Obadiah at the age of 6, he never knew he's the one that is going to finish up his Sefer Kefar Chaim.
But it's unbelievable story that if it was not because of Harav Kefar Chaim, we did not have the Gaon. No, Gadol Ador of Harav Obadiah Zatzal. But see how such a miracle took place that Harav Kefar Chaim saved the life of Harav Obadiah at the age of six. And then later on, he was the one that completed his Sefer. That's the last Simanim that he left off, that he left his Olam. He was the one, the kid that he saved, he finished his work. Hashem is like, you know, that there is Hilula today, Harav Kefar Chaim, and Harav Obadiah Zatzal. Hashem, Baruch Hu, Yisrael, Kol Sa'ara, V'Surah, V'Kol Am Yisrael, V'Zad Hashem, Nizkeh Be'Arve, Gezorot Tovot, Gezorot Tovot, and Semachot, V'Kol Am Yisrael, Amen, Kei Ratzon.
Koil HaNishamot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koil HaNishamo, Nishamo Sheli. Koil neshamot, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.